put people on both sides case, which was endlessly spun against him. And
oh, Sam Harris buys into this whole, dude, I can't believe the left, the center left are just so cucked that they got mind-fucked into thinking like, oh, actually, that we did fake news there. Trump was just talking about the good people at the Nazi rally. The Charlottesville March was a neo-Nazi rally march. That's what it was. Full stop. That's it. And to come out after somebody gets killed and to say, you know, there were good people on both sides of that, that's crazy. That's crazy. And everybody at the time understood that to mean that Trump was basically giving, you know, cover to the neo-Nazis. That's what it was like, you know? There were crazy Antifa thugs there that were beating people up, and, you know, I disavow the Nazis, but, you know, Antifa, like, that's exactly what the point of that was. And everybody understood that at the time, but now we've all mind-fucked ourselves into thinking that that's not what was going on. Iran has been playing games with the United States and the rest of the world for 47 years. Delay, delay, delay. And they finally hit pay dirt when Barack Hussein Obama became president. He was not only good to them, he was great, actually going to their side, jettisoning Israel and all of their allies, and giving Iran a major and very powerful new lease on life. Hundreds of billions of dollars and $1.7 billion in green cash flown into Tehran was handed to them on a silver platter. Every bank in D.C., Virginia, and Maryland was emptied out. It was so much money that when it arrived, the Iranian thugs had no idea what to do with it. They'd never seen money like this and never will again. Who's taken off the plane in suitcases and satchels, and the Iranians couldn't believe their luck. They finally found the greatest sucker of them all in the form of a weak and stupid American president. He was a disaster as our leader, but not as bad as sleepy Joe Biden. For 47 years, the Iranians have been tapping us along, keeping us waiting, killing our people with their roadside bombs and destroying protests, and recently wiping out 42,000 innocent, unarmed protesters, and laughing at our now great again country. They will be laughing no longer. President Donald J. Trump. Wow. Now that's what I call a cool story, bro. What is this stupid fucking... Quote, any money paid to the United States of America does not have to be paid back, end quote. That sentence, if added by the Supreme Court to its highly disputed tariff decision, would have saved America $159 billion. President Donald J. Trump.
Are you suggesting that Obama's leadership on Iran was better? Because under President Obama, there were 14 wire transfers to a... Hold on. There were 14 wire transfers to a Swiss account linked to Hezbollah between 2014 and 2016. That was a total of $1.7 billion. The same $1.7 billion he told Congress was frozen Iranian assets. Now, there was a back channel to Tehran through Valerie Jarrett, active for 2012 to 2024. This was after he left office. So, you know, it was almost like a shadow government. He also sent pellets of cash in a plane to Iran. Now, why would you send money to Iran knowing that they are building a nuclear weapon and they are the leading sponsor of terrorism?
Barack Obama was a great statesman who left America much safer. I wouldn't put Donald Trump in the same paragraph. The reality is when President Obama left, because of the great efforts of people like Valerie Jarrett, we had 97% of the enriched uranium out. The reality is we didn't have 13 American service members dead. The reality is we never had gas go up from $2.
Okay, just a random meme, okay? Just random. This means nothing, okay? Whatever happened to the pilot that we rescued in that crazy heroic mission from Iran? Like, why didn't they give that guy like a medal or the people who saved him? Or I feel like Trump likes to show off shit like that pretty frequently. No, why? I feel like no. What? Maybe he's back working again.
$0.30 to $4. The reality is we did not give China more role in the region. Let me finish,
reality.
Maria. I'll let you finish.
Okay,
China more role in the region. We did not give the IRGC a more hardline regime in there. You know why? Because Obama actually did his homework. He actually tried to engage in statesmanship. He got China, Russia, the entire European allies on board with getting Iran on a path to not having a nuclear weapon. All Trump did is listen to Netanyahu. That's his entire foreign policy. And you know what? I resent the fact that Israel is going to tell the United States what to do. The American president should call the shots in this country.
Fuck. I feel like he's walking the line, but I feel like he was on the other side of the line on that. Like, whatever, dude. Israel and Jews are fucked, man. What do you want me to say? Like, you have to be careful and not, like, you should be able to criticize Israel. I think we're largely in Iran right now because of Israel. But you have to be careful that it's not like Israel secretly mind controlling the president or anything crazy shit like that, right? It's that Trump is a fucking child who can be manipulated by literally fucking anybody. But to say that, like, this should be the U.S.'s decision, not Israel. I mean, it was our decision. It's just that Trump is a fucking retard. But whatever, I don't know.
American president should call the shots in this country, but you and your colleagues are trying to clip his wings right now with this war powers vote. I agree, the president.
Trying to clip his wings by, you know, exercising the powers that are allotted to Congress in the Constitution, okay?
President is in charge. But look, a lot of the things that you just said are just not true, Congressman. I mean, look, we have to look at this realistically. And President Obama sent money to the Iranians. And what did they do? They resumed their buildup of enrichment.
That's not true.
Enrichment.
That's not
and,
true.
Yeah, it,
not
what,
true.
What's not true?
Not
what's
true.
Not true? What specifically about there, that sentence there, is not there, true?
There was a deal that we reached to get 97% of the enriched uranium out. In the process of that, Iran had certain assets that were Iranian assets, wasn't our money, that was unfrozen. And that was a deal that China, Russia, France, UK, Canada, the United States all agreed to.
Netanyahu
come in and try to torpedo it, and APEC tried to torpedo that deal. We were on a path to having a denuclear Iran. But what happened is it wasn't in Netanyahu's interest and APEC's interest. And they've dragged us into another war in the Middle East.
Okay. Netanyahu and APEC? Rokhan, in my opinion, and my audience is like this, but Rokhan, I think, is like brain broken on the weird lefty shit, the sloppiest shit. He's one of like the lead sloppiest, but...
Oof. They've hurt American people, and the American people are tired of it. They want people who are going to be Team America. They want people who are going to bring gas prices down here and care about our nation and get us out of these wars. And that's why Obama won. He was against the Iraq war. That's why he was on a path to normalization in terms of getting Iran to be denuclear, but it had the whole world on our side. And APEC, Netanyahu tore that up.
Relax. Congressman, it doesn't change the fact that 10 presidents before President Trump
I'm having
all
trouble
said
hearing
the same
you.
Thing.
I think there's some connection issue.
Congressman,
now I can hear you.
Congressman, it doesn't change the fact that 10 presidents before President Trump all said the same thing. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. They are the leading state sponsor of terrorism.
Iran's uranium stockpile surpasses pre-JCPOA levels. Iran stockpile enriched uranium by a quarter in kilogram. Damn. Wait, what happened around here? Oh, bomber. Oh, bomber. I don't know how accurate this graph is, to be fair. I see source, International Atomic Energy Agency, but I haven't checked this myself. But.
They cannot have a nuclear
weapon.
And
one president delivered, and that was Barack Obama.
No, that's not true. Not one of them did
anything about it. Barack
Obama's
the only one who delivered.
Congressman, you're talking fantasy.
97% out.
Obama did nothing about it. You're talking fantasy. Obama did nothing about it.
Not true.
Other than send money to the Iranians.
Obama got the whole world. He didn't send money to them. That's just factually false. He unfroze Iranian assets, but he had the whole world behind us. How many countries do we have behind us now? Obama had Russia, China, Canada, UK, France, the whole world on board, and they lost 97%.
Congressman, now you lost me. saying Obama had Russia and China in their corner. I think you know better than most that Russia and China are not in our corner. Congressman, we will continue this discussion.
On this issue.
And we appreciate you. Thank you so much, Rokhana.
Thank you, Maria.
You got it.
Thank you.
This shit has to stop. Somebody needs to help him, okay? This is not okay. I love Justice Neil Gorsuch. He's a really smart and good man, but he voted against me and our country on terrorists. A devastating move. How do I reconcile this? So bad and hurtful our country. I have likewise always liked and respected Amy Coney Barrett. It's too much, bro. This has to stop, bro. Not healthy.
You've gotten a lot of pushback on your comments about Mamdani. Many claiming you haven't brought any receipts for your Islamist claims. Can you clarify that for us?
Mamdani, in my view, is really just a more polished and more self-censoring version.
Do you think Breaking Bad would have been better if it ended with the penultimate episode, the one where it ends with him crying and begging his son to take money and he calls the cops on himself? That way he dies a pathetic old man and actually pays for his crimes. Kind of, yeah. That would have been a morally better. Yeah, I think so. In the bar and the police just show up and arrest him and then he dies in jail or something, sure.
Of Hassan Piker, right? It's the same problem. Right? You've got somebody who thinks that there's been a genocide in Gaza. In fact, Mamdani claimed that there was a genocide in Gaza on October 13th of 2023. You know, 6 days after the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, he's talking about Israel being culpable for genocide in Gaza. Okay, it's a blood libel now. It was especially a blood libel.
This is retarded, but it's a dumb take, I agree. But is it blood libel?
Libel then, right? And gives you x-ray vision into his moral priorities, right? I don't think he's an Islamist. I don't think I've ever said he's an Islamist. I think he's at worst an apologist for Islamists. I mean, he might be an Islamist. I don't know, but I'm not claiming to know he's an Islamist. I know he's an apologist for Islamists, and I think he's more than a useful idiot, right? He knows he's too deep in the weeds of Islamist activism not to know what the Muslim Brotherhood has been up to for the last century, right? He knows what the phrase "globalize the Intifada" really means, not what it can seem to mean.
Don't tell him to watch Better Call Saul. He will rage bait argue it's a bad show because Saul chooses to not get away with it. I just can't, dude. I don't want to do anything. I think I'll give you a hint to trigger the fuck out of me. If people were like, I disagree with Destiny on this take or whatever, and then they give their own take, then fine, whatever. But it's when you say I have a dog shit take, and then you give like the most artistically illiterate take in the world. That's the thing that drives me the craziest. Like, I'm going to be honest. I've never seen a single episode of Better Call Saul. But I've seen like a ton of clips, okay? I've seen the clips. I'm going to go ahead and guess just from what I've seen. And maybe I'm wrong, okay? People listening to the show can correct me if I'm wrong. But when you say he would say that Better Call Saul is bad because he chooses not to get away with it in the end, him choosing not to get away with it in the end is the moral development of the character, right? It's he has the ability. This is why I said this was the principal failing of Breaking Bad. In Breaking Bad, the alternative life for Walt was horrible. That's why I said maybe if you would have said his cancer came back because he continued working on drugs, if you could allude to that, then maybe sure. But the alternative life for Walt was you are in bed dying of cancer like a fucking loser and everybody's giving you money and watching you die. It seemed like, from what I've seen of Better Call Saul, the alternative life for Saul was he got the most insane fucking deal ever from the prosecution in the history of all of crazy shit because of the people he told him whatever, that he had the ability to walk away almost completely scot-free, aside from a few friends that have died or whatever, and he would have been totally fucking fine. But he made the choice at the end to say, no, I'm going to own it. And then he owned it. That was the development of the character. It was like, oh, he's accepting more responsibility for the crimes that he's been involved in and everything else. To try to say that that's the same as Breaking Bad, like, you have to be missing so much of everything. I can't even imagine how you'd be so fucking retarded to have that take, okay? In a video game.
What has been up to for the last century, right? He knows what the phrase "globalize the Intifada" really means, not what it can seem to mean when it's on the lips of confused freshmen at, you know, on the campus of Columbia University. He knows it's a call for suicidal terrorism against Jews worldwide. That's what "globalize the Intifada" means, right? And he knows what the Second Intifada was, right? He knows that the suicide bombings only stopped in Israel when Israel put up a wall, and I'm sure he objects to that wall and objects to the checkpoints that Palestinians have to go through to pass through that wall. And he'll call that apartheid, right? But the truth is there was, you know, an endless number of suicide bombings until that wall was built, right? So
endless.
He knows what
really?
The culture
endless.
Is over, you know, in the West Bank and Gaza. He knows that Hamas is still popular.
Do you think that what Sam is saying is kind of true? I mean, Sam presents kind of the pro-Zio argument decently well. And I do think... I hate all of this fucking cringe fucking the worshiping of the Palestinians like they're the best and most holy people ever and they've done nothing wrong. I think all that is cringe. I think that's true. But I feel like Sam Harris just totally overstates the issues with Mamdani. Like, again, he's the mayor. Even as somebody who hates the sloppiest positions on all this Israel-Palestine shit, I feel like Mamdani's positions have been fairly reasonable the entire time. He even backtracked on the whole globalized intifada claim, which I honestly, if you would have told me to bet money and make a prediction, I would have said he's not going to change his mind on that shit. But he did. I think Mamdani's position, if he wants to be a person in politics that exists as far left as he does to survive, to survive in that environment, he probably needs to have made the statements.
In both places, he knows that Hamas would win an election today if it ran in both places. He knows that Hamas is a genocidal organization, or a really genocidal organization. He knows all that, and yet when asked to disavow and condemn the use of the phrase globalized intifada, the best he can muster after months of arm twisting, and where it becomes a real campaign, obstacle, all he can say is, it's not my language, right? That is it's worse than a dog whistle. I mean, that's analogous in my view. I think I wrote this in Community when we just started.
Have you figured out why Sam is so crazy on Muslims? I don't know. I think, wasn't it like around the whole 9/11 time? He got like really, really, really fixated on a lot of that stuff. But yeah, I don't know.
It's analogous. I mean, everyone can remember when Donald Trump, when asked about the Proud Boys, said, stand back, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by, right? And so what was wrong with that? Right? What was wrong with that is when given an opportunity to disavow a white supremacist goon squad in our political landscape, all he could think to say was stand back and stand by. And one got the sense that he wasn't just confused, he wasn't just rambling. He was choosing his words. He was doing a kind of high wire act.
Like, I agree with the analysis on Trump here, but the issue is that Mamdani is just the mayor of New York City. This is why I just don't care that much about this. And I think that he did moderate his language a bit, being sensitive as being the mayor of New York City, which I don't know, which I guess I was happy with it, but I guess I'm not Jewish, so who knows. But to hold Mamdani to the same standard about the language that he uses and how Hamas might interpret that language compared to white nationalists in the United States that had just held a fucking march. Like, if Mamdani came out and defended the concept of, like, globalize the intifada after, like, an Islamist terrorist attack in New York City, I'd be like, okay, this motherfucker's got to go. That's crazy. That's fucking wild. But, like, we're worlds apart here, I think.
In front of what he considers to be his base, which has to include white supremacists and neo-Nazis and racists and moral lunatics, he thinks they all need to be in the tent with him, right? So when asked about David Duke's support, he says, David Duke, I don't even know who David Duke is. And he knows who David Duke is, right? So rather than given a chance to clearly disavow white supremacy in America.
Oh, Mamdani also took a lot of heat recently on Twitter, because he came out and he like avowedly condemned anti-Semitic attacks and like openly and like very clearly condemned anti-Semitic attacks in New York City, I think. And whew, lefties hate that. They hated that one. They got so mad at that. They love their anti-Semitism on the left now. Yikes. Crazy that like 3 or 4 years ago we were talking about like, is the far left ever anti-Semitic? And then the whole stuff with Corbyn comes up and be like, well, were they really, or were people exaggerating it, or blah, blah, blah. And now we've got fucking Hassan and everything else. God damn, dude. Wild times.
He declines every time you give it to him, right? Now, it's with one exception, with the good people on both sides case, which was endlessly spun against him, and it was in fact...
Sam Harris buys into this whole... Oh, dude, I can't believe the left... The center left are just so cucked that they got mind-fucked into thinking like, oh, actually, that we did fake news there. Trump was just talking about the good people at the Nazi rally.
Was endlessly spun against him, and it was in fact a malicious edit of a press conference wherein...
Oh! It's all good. I don't give a fuck.
He actually did say, I reject the white supremacists in Charlottesville very clearly, but... Mamdani is playing the same game, and I think it's even more sinister than what Trump was up to there, because Mamdani could clearly disavow the phrase globalized intifada and make contact with what's wrong with it, but he doesn't want to. And And to be so it's a little bit analogous to
Sam is centrist slop. No, he's not. He has his own mind, at least. He's brain broken a little bit, but at least he's brain broken in his own special ways. He's not like a super centrist fucking loser. Which I'll always appreciate about him, at least.
It would be analogous to in the aftermath of Charlottesville, if Trump had said what everyone said he said at that press conference, right? If all he said was there were good people on both sides, right? And I'm not going to, you know, my business isn't to police, you know, like Mondani is saying, my business isn't to police language, right? So my business isn't to police, demonstrations and, there's good people on both sides. If Trump had left it at that, which many Democrats think he did, he didn't, but if he had, okay, that's the kind of sinister bullshit that I'm reacting to in Mamdani.
I want to break up again and just talk about what I think.
Just again, for a reminder, because literally the left, I guess they just gave this up because they just assumed that they all lied or something. The issue is that when Donald Trump was asked about the Charlottesville march, right, whatever, he opened with, you know, I heard there were good people on both sides of that. The problem is that march, that was an explicitly advertised neo-Nazi march. I'm not even exaggerating. It was just a neo-Nazi march. It was organized by neo-Nazis. People showed up there with tiki torches. It was a neo-Nazi march. That's it. And the idea that, like, there were good people on both sides, but I disavow the Nazis or the violence, you're just giving cover for them. This would be the equivalent to me saying on October 7th, I disavow terrorist attacks, but there were like valid concerns on both sides of the October 7th event. Like, if I were to say that in front of Sam Harris, his brain would explode. He'd be like, what do you mean they're good? What do you mean they're good? It was a terrorist attack. It was all horrible. What do you mean? And it's like, well, come on, Sam. It was every single person that came over the fence? Are you saying every single person killed a Jew or raped a Jew? Every single one. You know, some normal Palestinians came over. Some Palestinian Islamic Jihad, some Hamas, but not all of them, right? You'd be like, it doesn't matter. That's besides the point. But I said I disavow the bad stuff that happened on both sides. There were good people on both sides of that, right? There were some. That's not the point. That's not the point. It was a terrorist attack, right? The Charlottesville march was a neo-Nazi rally march. That's what it was. Full stop. That's it. And to come out after somebody gets killed and to say, you know, there were good people on both sides of that, that's crazy. That's crazy. And everybody at the time understood that. To mean that Trump was basically giving, you know, cover to the neo-Nazis. That's what it was like, you know? There were crazy Antifa thugs there that were beating people up. And, you know, I disavow the Nazis, but, you know, Antifa. Like, that's exactly what the point of that was. And everybody understood that at the time. But now we've all mind-fucked ourselves into thinking that that's not what was going on. And fuck me, dude.
It was the best piece of television this week. The
CNBC. One question. Did that end?
Yes. That march was such a Nazi fuck march that I think it came from Gavin McInnes himself. Gavin said, listen, to the Proud Boys, if you want to go to that march, fine, but don't fucking wear any Proud Boys merch there. Don't wear your Proud Boys shit there. I don't want to see any, was it yellow shirts or whatever? I don't want to see you guys in your uniforms there, because he knew it was a neo-Nazi march.
I think, but if he had, okay, that's the kind of sinister bullshit that I'm reacting to in Mamdani.
I just want to break up again and just talk about what I think was the best piece of television this week.
Sam's entire geopolitical worldview is warped by his paranoia regarding jihadism. He never addresses why don't reflexively associate global jihadism with Indonesia, despite it having the largest Muslim population on the planet, or that non-Muslim states like Russia and North Korea utilize asymmetrical. Sure, yeah. And like, I think he should just like fucking move to Paris or London or some shit and go fight it over there, because at least there it's a little bit more of a salient problem. But like, bro, in the fucking United States of America, like, I get so irritated. All these people, Sam Harris included, that were saying that like fucking Mamdani is a fucking Islamist jihadist. Like, give me a fucking break. Holy shit, we're trying to manufacture some outrage so pathetically here. Can we talk about real shit, please? And listen, dude, I'm an atheist and I fucking hate Islamists, and I hate any radical jihadist bullshit, obviously, whatever. Like, I've even complained. I don't know if in London or in Europe broadly, if I would make the same comments I do about Muslims. I don't know. It seems like some of the shit over there can be a little bit sketchy sometimes. But in the United States of America, we're going to pretend like this is some huge, massive problem when our country is being fucking eviscerated by evangelical Christians? Because that is the group that is destroying my country right now, from top to bottom, at every fucking level, are evangelical Christians. White evangelical Christians. Why the fuck are we talking about the mayor of fucking New York City? Please.
I just want to break up again and just talk about what I think was the best piece of television this week. CNBC.
One question. Did that answer the concerns of the audience on the Mamdani front? Are we getting push back to what I just said?
Fellas.
Because I'm
Do they live stream these convos? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, Mamdani is not, Mamdani is the mayor of New York. He's not my primary concern, nor is Hassan Piker. But my primary concern is the fact that we have a New York Times and a Democratic Party who think these two guys are the future of Democratic politics. And that is suicide, right? That in 2028, that is going to be suicide.
So you're getting pushback saying
punks and pyros. Thank you for re-tier 5-7. And Coast Towards, thank you for the re-tier 1-7.
Right. That in 2028, that is going to be suicide.
So you're getting pushback saying, the issue with you saying a none too closeted Islamist. So apparently you've said that in the past.
Right.
So,
this is a semantic argument. I don't know how much of an Islamist. So let me just define what Islamist means or should mean, right? And it's not the same thing as jihadist, right? There are gradations here which are a little hard to parse. But generally speaking, when we use the term Islamist, we're talking about someone who is trying to spread political Islam
maybe he does. Does Mamdani talk about this ever? Has he? Where he wants like fucking Sharia law or I've never seen, and I'm so sensitive to this shit. Islamism is what he's saying. It's the idea that you basically need to incorporate more Islamic doctrine into your political system. That's what, when somebody says you're an Islamist, that's what they're referring to. Has he ever? I feel like I've never heard him give a speech like this before. I know he said some retarded shit like 5 years ago when he was on the city council or whatever bullshit, which maybe he is more radical or, privately or whatever, but I've never heard him say this in the capacity of running for mayor or as mayor.
Theocratic sense, right? So like they're in favor of Sharia law, like they might be very patient, they might be willing to wait a long time, but eventually they want to get to a place where it's Sharia law all day long, all the time for everyone, right? The distinction between Islamists and jihadists is not so much the end state of the world they hope to see realized, but in how they're willing to get there. So the Islamists, for the most part, are not in favor of blowing yourself up on a bus. They want to work within institutions. They want to practice entryism. They want to subvert political discourse and democratic politics in their direction, and they're very patient. And this is very much the Muslim Brotherhood's approach in the West. I mean, it has seeded the West with charities and political organizations. And
if this is true, I've just never heard much of it before. Is this true? Is in the West, is the Muslim Brotherhood more influential than like Qatari investment and infiltration in our education, or Chinese or Russian infiltration in our media? Is it really? What are they? What are all the Muslim Brotherhood established things that are being supported in the United States right now? I feel like not to be mean to anybody, but I feel like Mamdani's the first kind of guy that would get fucking murdered by a radical Islamist jihadist. I don't know, bro.
And activist groups and misinformation and very facile liars. And it's been a very long-standing project. And it is truly sinister, right? And Mamdani knows all this. No way he's in the dark. He knows exactly he knows more than I do about the Muslim Brotherhood and about, the Council of American Islamic Relations ties to it, et cetera.
The Council of Islam, what is this thing called?
The Council of American Islamic Relations ties.
Is that like, it's like AIPAC and then the Council of Islamic American Relations? I don't know, bro. Maybe I haven't studied it. Maybe they're more influential than I think, but I don't know.
Just do it, et cetera. I don't know how in favor of all of that he is. I just know that the way he talks about Israel and the way he plays hide the ball with the role that religious fanaticism is playing in the conflict, and the fact that his first priority as mayor is to dumb down the definition of anti-Semitism because it was too capacious. It's all upside down morally and politically. And yes, I can say with great conviction that he's an apologist for Islamists, right? And he knows much more than he's letting on. And there's something very
like any more. Like I kind of sort of agree with that. But like only in the sense that like the left is right now, which I think is a huge problem. But I don't know. I've never gotten the feeling that Mamdani is like uniquely an Islamist apologist. More just like the far left right now is just in a very fucking cringy way obsessed with all this shit.
Minister happening there right now is I don't know how deep his religious convictions run, but I mean all of this is knit together. The Muslim Brotherhood is an Islamist organization. Hamas is a spawn of the Muslim Brotherhood, and Hamas is a jihadist organization.
Well, I know this is New York City. I mean, you know, it's still one of the most important cities in the world, and he's a huge figure. Would you be open to sitting down and talking with him, having this conversation?
Sure. I don't think it would go anywhere. I think it would be a disaster, but yeah.
Mamdani should do it. He could do it. I believe in him.
Why do you think it'd be a disaster?
Consider this your invitation to come on the podcast.
Yeah,
because I think he would... Because I don't think he will. It's never going to happen, right? So that's the first thing. But by all means, maybe. Invite him on the podcast, and I will talk to him about all of this and tell him exactly what I think about what he's been up to. Yes, that'll be a great conversation. It'll be a disaster because it'd be like talking to anyone else who plays this game. Whether like Mehdi Hasan is another person who, you know, wherein the conversation is going to get derailed every single sentence, right? Because this person is going to lie about the doctrine. It's going to lie about the history. It's going to be whataboutism as far as the eye can see and false moral equivalences. There are people with whom I can have this polite disagreement and it still runs off the rails. I mean, the last time this happened on the podcast, I guess it was Rory Stewart, I guess was the last one. Someone who pretended to be confused about jihadism and Islamism. He's still, I think, pretending to be confused. I don't see there's just 0% chance of that we're going to converge in our understanding of what's really happening in the world. But
there's a way. This is like listening to Asmongold talk about why he won't talk to Destiny. Well, no, at least Harris is willing to have the conversation. Mamdani is the same person as Bassem Youssef. He's just more clever. Show me something about that, okay? I would be... That guy is fucking crazy. You either underplaying how insane that motherfucker is, or there's just a lot of stuff about Mamdani that I've missed.
The real problem will be one of us will be lying, right? I mean, Mehdi Hasan, when he talks about Islam, is lying about Islam. I mean, Mehdi Hasan, you can see video of Mehdi Hasan... You comparing unbelievers to cattle, you know, the living subhuman lives, and you can see him raving as an Islamist lunatic. He's since, I think, disavowed that former.
Okay, hold on. Now, this was bad, I think, by Mehdi, but wasn't this like years and years and years ago? Like 20 years ago? Or am I? I think it was a long time ago.
Self of his. But he's still that guy on some level. He's still a
2010.
A religious ideologue, and for some reason, the left in America and in the West understands the problem of this when it comes in Christian form, right? They know that every Democrat.
Just so you know, we absolutely do not. It is a joke to say that we apply the same lens to toxic Christianity. I hate that he says this as an atheist too. Sometimes there are some of the atheists that I wonder, and I don't know. I don't know, because I was younger. Maybe I just never, where it felt like, I hate this. I hate to even say this, because I hated it, because I used to get labeled this sometimes, where people are like, you're not atheist, you're just Islamophobic. And sometimes that does feel accurate. It's like, oh, you're an atheist. Like, what kind of atheist are you? Well, I'm an atheist, and I believe that all gods are fake, but I do think that there is a lot of value in Judeo-Christian values, and I even accept that Christianity could be a net positive to society, so I wouldn't mind living in a predominantly Christian society, but as an atheist, also, Islam is the worst fucking thing in the world, and Islam and every fucking Islamic jihadist, they all engage in takiyas, you can't even trust them, they lie for their religion! And it's like, bruh. Like, nobody in the United States, even Democrats, if he brings up, is even, you're not even capable of calling out the deranged Christian obsession in the United States right now, all the weird signaling they do to the religious talk and the whole fucking Charlie Kirk funeral bullshit and the evangelical fucking worship of Trump and the weird golden cow shit that he just made of himself. It's okay. I don't care.
When it comes in Christian form, right? They know that every Democrat knows that the religious beliefs of Christians, of fundamentalist Christians, matter, right, and have political consequences. That they form their political priorities. They inform what they will do in the world. So, you know, Christian opposition to abortion or same-sex marriage or teaching evolution in schools, right? Every Democrat, every person left of center in our politics understands that those are religious convictions that are affecting the lives of everyone, not just Christians, right? And yet, for some reason, Islam never affects anything, right? These heartfelt religious beliefs of 2 billion Muslims never make contact with terrestrial reality. It doesn't matter if embassies burn over cartoon controversies. It doesn't matter if Jews are getting stabbed on the streets of London as recently as last week. Religion is never to blame for any of this, right? The people like Mamdani and burn over cartoon controversies. It doesn't matter if Jews are getting stabbed on the streets of London.
Move to Europe, bro. What? 2 billion? Are there 2 billion? Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I haven't checked them out. Are there 2 billion Muslims in America? Go to Europe and talk about these problems, bro.
As recently as last week, religion is never to blame for any of this, right? The people like Mamdani and Mehdi Hassan and Reza Aslan and then all the useful idiots who don't happen to be Muslim, you know, Glenn Greenwald and Chris Hedges and, you know, Rory Stewart. And I mean, just all these people who I've collided with over the years are, I mean, there's just a massive double standard preventing an honest discussion of psychological and social and political reality.
I don't even necessarily disagree with him. Like, it is true that people on the left, for some reason, it's because Muslims are like a fucking minority or they're brown or whatever. So they have this like cringy inability to criticize them. And I would say in the past, this was significantly more a problem. And it was definitely cringe. But I feel like he just overstates this problem so fucking much.
And if you're going to recognize it in our own religious maniacs, right? If I have a devout Christian on who happens to be Pete Hegseth's pastor, who is open-minded about chattel slavery because it's in the Bible, and you see the problem with all of that, you have to see the problem with people who chant "globalize the Intifada," knowing what the Intifada was, right? And
Destiny, that's a weak argument. Talk in Europe because Islam is not a problem in the U.S. because the Muslim population is very small. No, I'm saying that thinking that Mamdani represents some serious problem related to Islamism because of terrorist attacks in Europe 15 years ago is a weird, that's just a stupid tie-in. I think there are good criticisms to be made of this weird simping for Islam. But again, I don't even think right now, I don't think the problem with simping for Islam is that lefties just have an insanely one-dimensional view of the world where if you're the bigger guy, then you can never do anything wrong. Or I'm sorry, then everything you do is wrong. And if you're the smaller guy, then you can do no wrong. I think these are bigger problems. But Sam, his analysis of everything when it comes to religion, it like collapses immediately down into like find the Muslim and blame them for everything.
77% of Democrats, but you know, based on that single poll on that question about genocide, I guarantee you are confused about all that, and that's going to be a disaster in 2 years.
All right. Well, everybody can look forward to a conversation with you and Zoran Mamdani.
Yeah,
at some
let's
point.
Go.